The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, it was a space first. The first time an unmanned spacecraft made a soft landing intact on another body in the solar system.
Впервые в истории советская автоматическая станция Луна-9 осуществила мягкую посадку на поверхность Луны.
The space probe in question was a 200-pound metal sphere called Luna 9, launched by the Soviet Union. It proved the relatively heavy object would settle on the lunar surface rather than sinking, and its petal-like covers opened to expose a camera, which took the first picture from the surface of the moon. In 1984, Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off on a satellite deployment mission that proved that Murphy's Law is in effect in space, too.
Five, we have main engine start. Three, two, one, zero. We have solid rocket booster ignition and liftoff of Challenger and attempt for space shuttle flight.
Challenger's crew had two commercial satellites to launch, but the payload assist booster modules for each satellite put both of the payloads into the wrong orbits, and Challenger didn't have the fuel or hardware necessary to recapture the satellites, leaving them for a future shuttle crew to retrieve. Challenger's crew did catch up to and repair a German communications satellite and tested out a free-floating jetpack for astronauts to use in orbit. In 1994, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off for a week-long mission with a Russian cosmonaut aboard. This was the beginning of the International Space Agreement between the United States and Russia that led to shuttles docking at Mir and both countries joining forces and sharing resources to build the International Space Station.
We have a go for engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery on a bold new era of spaceflight between the United States and Russia.
And the agreement would bear fruit just a year later. In 1995, Discovery returned to orbit, visiting Space Station Mir for the first time in the history of the shuttle program.
Discovery for Wakes.
Go ahead.
You have a go for the approach to 10 meters.
This is views on board Space Station Mir of cosmonauts aboard the vehicle. Dr. Valerie Polyakov, now holding the endurance record for time in space. He's on his 394th day in space.
Discovery is now 65 feet away from the space station Mir. That means we only have about 30 or so feet to go before we reach our point of closest approach. And all rendezvous activities continue to go very smoothly.
Houston, we're at 44 feet. Houston, we basically braked, and we're going to try and maintain this distance.
Copy.
Mir, Discovery.
Discovery for Veloja.
Closer together. We are bringing our nations closer together. The next time we approach, we will shake your hand, and together we will lead our world into the next millennium.
The shuttle wasn't equipped for docking at Mir, but its close flyby helped the crew practice rendezvous and docking maneuvers ahead of the first docking mission. Actor Warwick Davis, who's appeared in Star Wars movies, starred in Willow, and has even guest starred on Doctor Who, was born on this day in 1970. Manhattan Project nuclear physicist Frank Oppenheimer died on this day in 1985. On this day in 1968, the Yeti were back for a rematch in part one of the Doctor Who story, The Web of Fear.
The scanner, that'll tell us.
Where are we?
It's nothing but stars. What does it mean?
I don't know. Something strange has happened. We're suspended in space.
This claustrophobic story, which takes place almost entirely in the London Underground subway system, was the story that first introduced Nicholas Courtney as Colonel Lethbridge Stewart, the future Brigadier. In 1977, NBC launched a boatload of scientists and their families on the fantastic journey.
That Indian, he dresses like a Caribbean Arawak, except the Arawaks have been extinct since the 17th century, and now these paintings and that mummy. Atlantis, here we come. Maybe, just maybe you're right.
This strange, short-lived show that depicted a band of castaways stuck on an island that was home to many time zones containing characters from the past and future lasted for only 10 episodes, and the network ordered major changes after the pilot movie, getting rid of more than half of the cast from the pilot. In 1997, the last days of the Shadow War arrived in the Babylon 5 episode Into the Fire.
We refuse to take sides in this anymore. And we refuse to let you turn us against one another. We know who we are now. We can find our own way between order and chaos.
You can kill us, one by one, and those who follow us, and those who follow them, on and on, every race, every planet, until there's no one left to kill. You will have failed as guardians, and you will be alone.
It's over because we've decided it's over!
This episode ended the lengthy war storyline in an unusual way that didn't please all of the show's fans, some of whom were expecting more space battles and action than philosophy. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.